Welcome in to the Rock Talk Studio, the podcast that answers the question, is this rock and roll book or documentary worth your time and money? And you're listening to the bonus episode. The bonus episode is an extension of the conversation about all the latest book buzz and documentary news from the main podcast that comes out on every first Tuesday of the month. Today's show features updates on new projects from Bob Dylan. There's news about a new Bruce Springsteen project, a Beach Boys doc and book, and the long, long, long awaited sequel to an easily top five rock and roll movie of all time. I'm your host, Big Rick. Here comes things to look forward to, projects to be fired up about, and all the announcements about new books and docs. All right, here we go. A lot of biopic news. Biopics. Biopics are not my favorite genre, and there's four of them that there's news about. So I'm really not the biggest fan of them. There are some good ones. It's just hard to get an actor to come across as a famous musician for me. I posted about biopics on Threads, and you can join me there. I'm under Rock Talk Studio, and people came up with some really good biopics. It kind of reminded me of a few I forgot about or I haven't seen in a while, and it made me list out some of my personal favorites, Sid and Nancy, the Gary Busey, the Buddy Holly story. That was really good. The Dylan piece, I'm Not There, I thought was great. The Dirt, the Motley Crue movie, that's one of my favorite biopics. And if we're going to go old school, we're going to go OG 1980. I think it was the Doors movie, Val Kilmer. That was a classic. Will we get any new classics out of these four biopics announced recently? Let's take a look. And my pick for an instant classic, as of right now with what we know, is the new Springsteen biopic. And it's entitled Deliver Me From Nowhere, based on the book of the same title by Warren Zane, which follows the making of Springsteen's 82 iconic solo album, the unintentional album Nebraska. This book won the Rock Talk Studio Podcast Award for the best rock and roll book of 2023. I cannot recommend it enough. Such a great job by Zanes to present all that was going on with Springsteen at the time. And he wasn't even trying to make a record. He was just coming off the river tour, riding high, and kind of lost in life, struggling with fame, depression, and anxiety. So what does he do? He rents a house in Jersey, sets up a cheap recording system in the bedroom, and writes a handful of these haunting, raw, personal songs that, after trying them out with the E Street Band, he realizes he needed to release these as a solo record. And to me, this is where biopics work. When you take a moment in an artist's career and you let that be the movie, instead of trying to do a career-spanning pick, focus on a chapter, especially if it's a chapter like this one in Springsteen's career, which is so deep and full of a ton of compelling stories to dig into. That, to me, is the way to go. They just announced the actor for the biopic, and that's going to be Jeremy Allen White, which is a really interesting choice. I like it. He's known for his work on the series The Bear. I guess there was a crazy bidding war that just happened for the film, and it was finally won by Disney, and they will begin filming in the fall. Both Springsteen and his manager, John Landau, are involved in the making of the biopic Deliver Me From Nowhere. Biopic number two is the new Dylan piece, A Complete Unknown, the long in the works biographical drama starring Timothy Chalamet, is finally happening, and it's going to bring Dylan's story, as well as others from the 60s folk scene, to the big screen. You have Monica Barbaro as Joan Baez, Edward Norton as Pete Seeger, and Ellie Fanning as Susie Rutello, famous for inspiring Dylan's early political songs, also walking arm-in-arm with Dylan on the iconic album cover to the Free Will and Bob Dylan album. They're actually changing her name to Sylvie Russo, which I guess is due to some contractual stuff from the Rotello family, but Susie Rotello as Sylvia Russo will be in the film. The film takes a look and chronicles a young Dylan's path as he travels from where he was born in Minnesota to New York City, where he became a don't miss on the folk scene, wrote a ton of iconic all-time great tunes. He was so young, too. He's only 19. And then it will culminate with him going electric at the famous Newport Jazz Festival. James Madgold is the director. He did the quickly acclaimed Walk the Line Johnny Cash biopic, which a bunch of people on that Threads post had as their favorites. That was a good one, the Walk the Line. The screenplay, which Madrigal wrote with Gangs of New York writer Jay Cox, is based on Elijah Wald's 2015 nonfiction book, Dylan Goes Electric, Newport, Seeger, Dylan, and the Night That Split the 60s. The film started filming in March, and Chalamet has recently been posting pics and some videos from a set, which at first I was really hesitant. I mean, you're messing with Dylan, which is really tough for me. And if you listen to the show, you know I would call myself a pretty big Dylan fan. And I was a little skeptical, I got to admit. But I, after seeing some of the video of Chalamet walking down the street, man, he looked just like Bob. And another really cool part about this is that this film has Dylan's blessing. Chalamet shared that he spent a few days with Bob, who actually gave him notes on the script that he was given a couple years ago. Okay, I'm sold. I'm sold. Bob saw the script. He okayed it. He made notes. Can't wait for this one. Eager to hear more about a release date. Two more biopics to look at. One of them is that sequel to that crazy classic rock and roll, kinda, which is a stretch, biopic. What was the last good rock and roll book you've read? Or how about a doc that you've seen? If you're looking for a good recommendation, you can check out the monthly Rock Talk Studio podcast, which comes out every first Tuesday of the month. Every episode features a spotlight title that I review, rate, and pass final judgment on. And then I get into a few titles that are new or kind of under the radar, a bunch of rock and roll book buzz and doc news. Remember, you're listening to a bonus episode today, which just expands on the conversation about all the book buzz and documentary news. Check out the main pod for some great recommendations. The last few pods feature books on 20 female badasses, Geddy Lee's memoir, The Immediate Family documentary, a great Jeff Tweedy book, and that Warren Zanes book I do a full feature on, Deliver Me From Nowhere. Who influenced the Stones, Clash, Clapton, Santana, Blondie, The Police, to name a few? Bob Marley. And Bob Marley has a new biopic out. I wanted to mention him, and I know this is a rock and roll show, but because he's such a huge influence on so many rock and rollers, I want to just talk about it just a little bit. The film is called One Love, and it stars Kingsley Ben-Adir playing Marley and Lashana Lynch playing Marley's wife, Rita. Now, this is out now. It just came out. I haven't seen it yet, but again, I wanted to mention it. I want to check it out. I want to see what it's like. I'm a little cautious because, like I mentioned earlier, my pet peeve about biopics, they've got an actor playing Marley, and it's a career-spanning thing. Let's see what this one's about. I don't want to say too much about it until I see it, but if, for Marley fans, check this one out. All right, fourth biopic, which is taking a little liberty on the definition of biopic, but turn this one up to 11, boys. Spinal Tap 2 is filming. The sequel to Rob Reiner's 1984 mockumentary, I think that's the best way to describe it, and that's pretty much what it really is. This is Spinal Tap. It's so iconic that I just had to bring it up and had to mention it. And I know a lot of people are interested in this one too. I've got some interest. Paul McCartney's in it. Elton John does a cameo in it. Honestly, I'm interested but a little worried about this one, purely based on my own personal feelings about sequels to iconic movies. How are you going to top the first one? You're not going to top that first Spinal Tap movie. It's iconic. Hopefully, really, all you can ask for is that it'll be fun and just a great addition to the beloved characters, because that first Spinal Tap holds a place and it's going to be really, really hard to compete with. But hopefully this one will provide some entertainment for everybody. All the main actors are back, by the way, including Rob Reiner. So that's a good point. One more doc to cover and a book. I mean, this is why I do this bonus episode. There's so much good stuff out there. That's going to be coming up next. I just caught the new trailer for the Beach Boys documentary called Beach Boys that will start streaming May 24th on Disney+. This is a documentary that traces the band from the beginning and just kind of goes through their whole career, featuring never-before-seen footage and interviews, and also featuring Lindsey Buckingham, Janelle Monáe's in there, Don Was. So a lot of stars that are contributing to the project. I saw a quote from Brian Wilson talking about the film where he says, "I'm super happy with the way the documentary turned out. They did an amazing job. It really brought me back to those days with the boys and fun and music and, of course, those incredible harmonies. What I saw looked really good. I'm not a huge Beach Boys fan, so I'm actually kind of looking forward to seeing this and learning about the band because it looked like it's really, really well done. If you are a Beach Boys fan, there's actually more. A new book just came out entitled The Beach Boys by The Beach Boys, and it's their first official book about the band. All living members participated. It's 400 pages, ton of rare photos, memorabilia, all kinds of stuff's in there. And like the doc, they have a bunch of contributors, except this list is a little bit longer. Peter Blake, Lindsey Buckingham, Clapton, Elvis Costello, Ray Davies, Bob Dylan, Def Leppard, Flaming Lips, David Lee Roth, Jesus and the Mary Chain, Roger McGuinn, Graham Nash, Jimmy Page, wow, Carly Simon, Pete Townsend, Rufus Wainwright, Tom York. There are a lot of people contributing to this book. I know the Beach Boys were a huge influence on so much rock and roll. So that's a huge guest list. I'm going to check it out. New Beach Boys book and doc heading your way. And that wraps up this month's bonus episode. All the book buzz and documentary news I can slam into 15 minutes. I hope you found a few things that you're looking forward to checking out. I'll definitely be giving you updates on all that coming up in the next couple of podcasts. Thanks for tuning in. I love talking rock and roll, and I hope you enjoyed this month's bonus episode. Remember, the full-length episode returns on the first Tuesday of every month. All right, tear it down, pack it up, and head on down the road. We'll see you next time in the Rock Talk studio.